Cub Foods is closing at several Wisconsin locations, and Brandon Scholes with the Wisconsin Grocers Association doesn't see other firms lining up to fill those vacant stores.
If you want to look to put a store into a location that has previously closed, you're going to look long and hard at the reasons why that store closed, what the location is, what the demographics of the customers in the radius of that store is, whether it's a mile or two. You're going to look strongly at who the competition is.
Scholes says consumers generally aren't aware of how competitive the grocery business is.
The margins are razor thin. There's really not much room for error. There's really not much room for downturn. And if your customer base changes or the economy changes, that all affects your margin. And at some point, you're just not able to make a go at it.
And come mid-March, both Cub Foods in Green Bay and the Lone Cub in Beloit will be closed, along with one of three Cubs in Madison on the city's west side. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.